Fanny Slater's journey to the kitchen starts with what she calls the Brownie Legacy. Her mother is the woman behind Rachel's Brownies, a company that took off in the 80s, catering parties for the likes of Jane Fonda and being included in a Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavor. Fanny loves spending time in the kitchen with her parents and watching her mother diligently hand-wrap each brownie, or maybe watching her dad cook fresh and healthy meals for dinner. But her dreams of becoming a chef herself were put on hold because she also fell in love with acting. Tried a career in Hollywood, eventually circled back to food, and her career took off when she won Rachel Ray's Great American Cookbook Competition. That win led to her debut cookbook, Orange, Lavender, and Figs. Fanny Slater is based in Wilmington, but is in Raleigh right now for some many events in this area, and she joins me in the studio. Fanny Slater, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much, Frank. Good to be here.
Let's talk about this brownie legacy.
Let's do it.
Tell me about those.
Well, brownies. To me, they're just mom and dad. Yeah. But, you know, I grew up in a home where food was front and center. We talked about what we were going to have for dinner while we were eating breakfast, and the brownie legacy began with my mom just having this adoration for chocolate and wanting to create art. And she did that in the form of a delicious double chocolate brownie. And then, you know, through joining partnership with my dad and his marketing skills, it just absolutely took over the world. And, you know, what I remember is being in the kitchen at 4 years old, doing the tap, tap, tap of the flour in the pan. And so that's where all my food memories began, was being in the kitchen with them eating brownies.
That and your dad's foil wrap breakfast.
Yeah,
right?
The tinfoil surprise. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell me about those. I mean, what was in those tinfoils? Well, you talked about you and your sister getting one of those. Dad
totally.
Would do a breakfast sandwich, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, punctuality was never really my thing, and my dad knew that. So he would say, you know, Fan, it's time to come downstairs for breakfast. And I'd be on the way to school and be running late, so he would take whatever he made me, and he would just wrap it up in tinfoil. He'd give it to me in the back seat, and he'd turn around, and he'd say, what'd you get? And so it became known as the tinfoil surprise. So it was just this, you know, really cool, fluffy scrambled eggs and sharp cheddar cheese and some type of herb. So, you know, it was always really delicious. And I grew up and I said, I want to keep making this for myself because it just reminds me of home. It's very comforting. And it ended up being what the book is really based on.
Well, and then we talked about your trip to Hollywood. You're thinking of an acting career, but you started a blog, From Rollywood to Hollywood.
I did.
Tell us more about that.
Well, when I moved out to California, you know, it was a lifelong dream. It was something I always wanted to do. I look back at like diaries from when I'm 4 years old and I'm doodling pictures of the Hollywood Hills and I've never even seen them before. And so I said, someday I'm going to live in the second O of the Hollywood sign. That was what I just knew. That was how it was going to be.
The second O.
Yeah. My dad used to say, well, what's your backup plan? And I'd say, well, there is no backup plan. This is what it's going to be. So I turned 25. I moved to Hollywood and, you know, just went out there by myself, didn't know anybody, and ended up really falling in love with improv and just enjoying cooking. But I started this blog as a way to bring my family and friends along for the ride, share the story with them. And I found that the front and center of everything I was doing turned out to be food.
So you would like publish, you had lots of things going on, but every time it was a recipe or talking about food, that's when things lit up.
It was, yeah. For some reason, I just found that, you know, the connection of the childhood memories, because I'm out there, I'm across the country, I'm by myself, and I was a homesick kid. I went on the junior mountain trip when I was 17 years old. It's supposed to be a great time. I had my sister come and pick me up on the second day. So I'm like, I'm a really homesick, little anxious kid. The last thing I want to do is be by myself. But I decide I'm going to make this journey. I'm going to be out there. And the one thing that comforted me was the foods that reminded me of my mom, my dad, my sister, and home.
Can you imagine being all alone in that second O in the Hollywood sign? You know?
Really lonely.
You wouldn't
place.
Have never made it. So now tell us about this cookbook competition, because I guess it was your grandmother got you.
It was. Yeah. So get this. So my almost 90-year-old grandmother, she texts, she Ubers, she Facebooks. She's probably more technologically savvy than anyone in this room. Yeah. And she you know, sent me this text and said, I'm watching Rachel Ray today, and she's holding this cookbook competition. Sounds really great. I think you should check it out. And to humor her, I said, yeah, you know, why not? And she wrote back and said, you never know. And now here I am today, all thanks to my grandma.
And it hit on all cylinders. When you saw the description for what she was looking for, it seemed to you that this would be a pretty cool.
That's what it was. Just right up your alley. What it was. I kind of said, you know, why don't I at least just maybe check out the rules and just give this a try. And I look through and it's as if the rules of the competition, of this great American cookbook competition, they're just made for me. You know, the first rule is that you cannot have gone to culinary school. I spent my whole life saying, you know, whatever everybody else is doing, I'm going to do the opposite. So whatever everyone else is doing in the way of cooking, which is they're going to go to culinary school, they're going to open a restaurant, I don't want to do that. I want to do things my own way. So that worked out well because I had never gone to culinary school. The second part of it was you had to submit a video. And here I am, this kid that just came back from Hollywood thinking, you know, all I want to do is be on camera. So cool. Like, all right, mom and dad, let's make a video. And the third part was you had to have a concept. And, you know, like I said, being out there in Los Angeles, I found that the foods that inspired me and that really just gave me joy were kind of my own versions of the foods from childhood. So I submitted a concept called Taste Like Childhood.
And here's a little bit of that submission. Let's listen.
Awesome. Hey, guys, I'm Fanny Slater from Wilmington, North Carolina, and I am a food blogger, a writer, a caterer, and I absolutely love food. And I'm trying to teach all you out there to get your Fanny in the kitchen. So the reason that I love to cook is because it is my happy place. It is a place where I can be as wildly creative as possible and nobody's gonna tell me no. So the concept for my cookbook is Taste Like Childhood. Best way to say it, it's time travel through food. I'm asking all of you, go back into your food memories and use those as inspiration to get yourself in the kitchen today and find a new creative way to put that on the plate and honor the old memory.
So there it is, a little bit of your pitch to Rachel Ray. You won the contest. What do you think it was about that concept that spoke to Rachel Ray?
I think, you know, the Taste Like Childhood idea was very universal because to me, everybody has their own anthology of food memories. They're just different in every way. Not everybody had Cornish hens and grilled swordfish for dinner, but everybody grew up with food memories that just stuck with them. And I think that with Rachel growing up in a very food-centric home, her mom was in cooking, her dad's from Louisiana. She just kind of grew up with those memories as well of her own. And when I said, I want to talk about my childhood memories, and I want to make that front and center of what I do, she said, yeah, I believe in that. I see that and I just get it.
Improvisation is a big part of what you do. The new cookbook, Orange, Lavender, and Figs, I think is the result of that win and a pretty good example of how you like to improvise. Tell us about that concept.
For sure. I mean, you know, the improv cooking is what I found that I loved. I thought I wanted to be an actress. I thought I wanted to play the part and read the lines and, you know, enjoy being on screen that way. And I found that what I loved about being in front of people was just getting to be myself. And that was the part of improv that was so fun. It was really off the cuff. And that's what I found that I loved in cooking is it was never about following a recipe. It was always about let's take a look around the kitchen and see what we have. We have 25 minutes before Jeopardy's over, so what can I whip up? And that's what I love about the idea of just being creative in the kitchen is it's not always about staying in the box or following a recipe. It's like, let's, you know, just wing it. Just have fun with it. It's all about being playful.
And you also talk about the importance of leftovers. The true chef, the real cook knows what to do with leftovers, right?
Absolutely. And that's a big part of the cookbook. I have all these fanfare tips and then I decided, hey, if Rachel Ray can make up the word evu and it can be added to the dictionary, I'm going to make up a word called flippity-do. And that means that if you have leftovers and you need to figure out what to do with them, you can just kind of travel your way around my cookbook and figure out how to maybe repurpose them and do something else with them. Because I 100% believe in if you make something, continue to eat it till it's gone, you know?
Well, or extend its life for 30 or 40 years.
Why
sometimes,
not?
You know, you just keep adding sweet potatoes and lavender and, you know, 30 years
later. It'll stay around forever. Yeah.
Grandfather's axe.
That's right.
Now, but there is something you have to know. I mean, first of all, you have to endure a fair amount of failure, right? I mean, there are some experiments you've tried. They didn't work. On the other hand, isn't there a kind of intuition? Where does that come from, knowing that this – well, in fact, tell us about – I suppose you should tell us about the title of the cookbook as an example.
Yeah, well, the title of the cookbook is – it's the epitome of exactly what the cookbook is about. So it is about taking something from childhood that was important to me and finding my way to put my own Fanny spin, my Fanny flair on it and make it my own. So this tinfoil surprise breakfast sandwich that I told you about, I thought, how am I going to turn this into my own creation? And I'm going to make an orange lavender fig jam. And so when we were trying to come up with the title for the book, my editor said to me, you know, the orange lavender fig jam, that's what made this sandwich your own. Those are kind of the three ingredients that changed your life because that's the recipe I submitted to get myself into the competition. And that's the last recipe I submitted in the finale. And it's what won me the competition.
You have sustained a relationship with Rachel Ray. I mean, here you've been on the show a couple of times. Here's a clip from one of your performances.
Little moment with my friend Fanny. She just leaned in and she said thank you to me. You're welcome, sweetie. But you know what? With or without a Rachel Ray, you're a rock star on the rise, and you would have gotten here with or without me. Trust me.
You have been a help.
Thank you, sweetie.
You're amazing.
Okay, let's serve this up.
Let's do this.
Wilmington-based chef Fanny Slater on The Rachel Ray Show, author of the new cookbook, Orange, Lavender, and Figs. Tell us more about your relationship with Rachel Ray, how that's evolved.
You know, it's been it's just been a wonderful mentor relationship. She's just been so supportive of me. And so she probably doesn't remember this, but our relationship actually goes back quite some time. In 2007, Rachel released a cookbook called Just in Time. She was at the Carrie Barnes & Noble, and she was signing books. My best friend and I got up at 5 in the morning, waited in a line just wrapped around the building. And we got up to the front of the line. We found out that she wasn't taking pictures. And I thought to myself, oh, geez, you know, how no one's ever going to believe us that we met Rachel Ray. So we get up to the front and I think, what do I have to offer her? All I can do is just recite the intro to 30 Minute Meals. And I get up there and I say, hey, Rach, you know, maybe if I recite the intro to 30 Minute Meals, would you mind taking a picture for us? And she, you know, looks me in the eye and just kind of laughs and says, why don't I just take a picture of you girls anyway? And I thought to myself, what a just wonderful, humble person. She didn't have to do that. And I just always stuck with me. And that has really been, that's just defined our relationship. She has been as just kind and genuine and helpful to me in so many ways that she didn't really have to be. I won this competition and she has just said, I see that you're kind of really in this for the long run and I'm going to support you.
That was 10 years ago. You're about to go back to that Barnes & Noble.
That's right. So, you know, full meet circle. Friday, tomorrow, I'm actually going to that Barnes & Noble. I'm doing a book signing and I'm going to be sitting in that very chair where Rachel Ray once was and I met her so many years ago.
Two phrases never spoken on the show before. Full meet circle and my own Fanny Spin. Thank you for both of those phrases.
You're welcome.
And thank you for being on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Fanny Slater talking about her debut cookbook, Orange, Lavender, and Figs. You can see Fanny talk about her cookbook at the Barnes & Noble in Cary tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Also going to be at book signing events in Wilmington, Raleigh, Holly Springs, all aboard. And you can check these out at our website, stateofthings.org. A program that is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Lee, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton Ormond. Robin Copley is our technical director, Brent Wolf, WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.